The closure of the Verso paper mill nearly a year ago was a blow to the timber industry in the Northwoods. The plant had 900 employees that processed 1.5 million tons of wood each year. Then the Park Falls paper mill closed again this spring after reopening for just a few months. Great Lakes Timber Professionals Association Executive Director Henry Schenebeck says even though it's smaller, its loss makes an impact, not just for people in the timber industry, but also for forest health.
We need an industry that can absorb the wood that we're growing. You know, with the mills that we're running, we're growing trees 2 times faster than we're harvesting them in the first place.
The mill bill could potentially get both the Wisconsin Rapids and Park Falls mill running again. As originally written, the bill would authorize the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation to award a loan of up to $50 million to a cooperative to buy the Wisconsin Rapids mill. Schenebeck was at the public hearing for the bill in Madison last week. He said it went well and that the bill authors said they'd make an amendment to include Park Falls in the legislation.
I think we were able to share enough that the committee was able to get a good feel for what it is that the multi-stakeholder cooperative intentions are and, you know, kind of how it would operate, that kind of thing.
WXPR spoke with Governor Tony Evers about the state of the timber industry last week when the governor was visiting a farm in Merrill. He didn't speak directly to this bill, but Evers did say he supports innovation in the field, like this cooperative.
Most of those mills, they pay good money, and they're really important to the local economy. We want to make sure that, A, those workers are taken care of, but B, we are encouraging that that innovation that is going to be needed to find new markets and new uses for our timber products.
Schenebeck hopes this bill can pass through the legislature and be signed by Governor Evers quickly. Fewer mills to process wood means loggers will be getting paid less.
A lot of those guys are going to convert to other businesses. They're going to have to if they want to survive. And once that logging community is gone, it's very, very hard to replace it.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.